WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives. One moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Rock and roll historian Ed Ward has a profile of one of the many intriguing chapters in the career of rhythm and blues innovator Louis Jordan. Jordan died in 1975 at the age of 66. But before he died, he had recorded duets with Bing Crosby, played to sold-out houses on Broadway, and planted the seeds for a new kind of pop singing.
There are an awful lot of things you can credit Louis Jordan with. By taking standard blues techniques and grafting them onto a small band sound, he pretty much single-handedly invented rhythm and blues, for instance. By recording catchy, funny songs that sold not only to black people, but to an impressive number of whites, he was one of the very first crossover artists. And by making short movies in which he and his band, the Timpani Five, acted out his songs, he was a forerunner of the music video. His career stretched from the 30s to the 50s and was profoundly influential on performers from Chuck Berry to Asleep at the Wheel. But I think one thing nobody's ever mentioned is that Louis Jordan was a pioneer of rap music.
Now if you ever been down to New Orleans, then you can understand just what I mean. Now all through the week it's quiet as a mouse, but on Saturday night they go from house to house. You don't have to pay the usual admission if you're a cook or a waiter or a good musician. So if you happen to be just passing by, stop in at the Saturday night fish fry. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn. It was rocking. It was rocking. You never seen such scuffling and shuffling till the break of dawn.
Jordan recorded all kinds of stuff, from ballads to instrumentals, but it was his fast-moving novelty numbers like Saturday Night Fish Fry that won him the most fame. Like many rappers, he half-talked, half-sung the story of a party that wound up in a raid. His band took care of singing the short chorus. It was a long record, almost 5 minutes long, which was a lot for 1949, but it wound up as a significant pop hit as well as topping the Black Hit Parade. But there were other records that sound even more contemporary and which weren't as popular with white fans. Here's some of his advice in Beware.
Now, fellas, just you fellas, listen to me. Got something to tell you. I want you to listen to every word and govern yourself accordingly. Now, pay attention. You see these girls with these fine diamonds and fox furs and fine clothes? Well, Jack, they're looking for a husband. And you're listening to a man that knows.
They ain't unhooked!
They ain't fooling. And if you fool around with them, you're gonna get yourself a schooling. If she saves your dough and won't go to a show,
beware, brother, beware.
And if she's easy to kiss and never resist, be careful.
Beware, brother,
be careful. And if you go for a walk and she just listens while you talk, she's trying to hook you. And if nobody's looking and she asks you to taste her cooking, don't do it, don't do it. And if you go to a show and she wants to sit in the back row,
bring her down front. Bring her right down front.
And if you go for a snack and she wants a booth in the back, watch her. She's trying to hook you. And listen, if she's used to...
By the way, ladies, there's a companion record called Look Out, Sister, Look Out, in which he evens the score by telling you how to avoid being taken advantage of by a cad. He also made a movie by that name that's a classic of silliness. Now, any good folklorist will tell you that what Jordan was doing wasn't new either. The rhythmic recitation is a big part of black folk life, and it shows up in two prominent places. One is church.
One thing about friends, as long as you're up, you can always find a friend. As long as you have some money in your pocket, you can always find a friend. As long as you have some clothes to give somebody, you can always find a friend. As long as you have food on the table, you can always find a friend. But when you get down and out, a good friend is so hard to find. Only the strong, only the strong, only the strong shall survive.
That's the Reverend Samuel Butler, a fairly modern example of the sort of preacher epitomized by the Reverend C.L. Franklin, Aretha's dad. The other place you'll find the roots of rap are in black fraternal organizations, lodges, and anywhere black men gather together to present what are called toasts. These toasts are long, rhymed, rhythmic, and almost always quite obscene, which is why I'm not playing you a classic like the Titanic or Signifying Monkey. Toasts are where the sexual braggadocio, the macho posturing of rap, comes from. And because folklorists have found pieces of West African tales surviving in them, they're thought to be ancient, predating the arrival of the first slaves on this continent. Once again, though, Louis Jordan led the way by cleaning up a toast and recording it. And once again, this record, Beans and Cornbread, sold to a mostly black audience.
Beans and Cornbread had a fight. Beans knocked Cornbread out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right. Beans. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. Beans told Cornbread, you ain't straight. Beans. You better wake up or I'll gas you gate. Beans. Been in this pot since 2:30. Beans. Swelling and puffing and almost due. I'll be ready to have a night. Beans. That's what Beans told Cornbread. Beans. You're always getting mad at me. Beans. I ain't mad at you. Grabbed Cornbread by the toe. Beans. Beans said, Cornbread, let me go. Beans. Cornbread said, I'll lay you low. Beans. I'm gonna fight you, you so-and-so. Meet me on the corner. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night. That's what Beans said, Cornbread. You're so bad, you always want to fight. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night, and I'm gonna beat the devil out of you.
That particular fight ends with Beans and Cornbread realizing that they shouldn't fight because they go so well together. It's fascinating to meditate on just what Louis Jordan would have done with the concept of two turntables, loaded maybe with some Count Basie records or maybe some of his own instrumentals, and a digital sampler for him to rap over. I'm sure he would have come up with something witty, sly, and observant, qualities that only the very best of today's rappers seem to know.
Ed Ward will have more on Louis Jordan in the coming weeks.
Beans and Cornbread. Beans and Cornbread.
This is Fresh Air.